The two men running for mayor of Boston, incumbent Boston Mayor Thomas Menino and city councilor Michael Flaherty, met last night for their final face-off before Tuesday's election. At Faneuil Hall, the two candidates answered questions in a forum sponsored by the voting advocacy group MassVote. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis was there and has this report.
Right from the start, the questions seemed to come straight from Councillor Michael Flaherty's talking points. Questions about whether the mayor would abolish the Boston Redevelopment Authority, put all public records online, and require mandatory random drug testing for public safety officials. They're all part of Flaherty's platform. Menino seemed to catch on and occasionally raised his eyebrows in disbelief. He stayed calm, even though he was on the defensive far more than his opponent. But more than anything else, he was asked to defend his record on schools.
We have 100 schools underperforming. You know, half the schools in Massachusetts are underperforming. Schools in Brookline, they have underperforming schools also. It doesn't mean
that set up Flaherty for his best line of the night.
I'm not running for mayor of Brookline, Weston, and Brookline. I'm running for mayor of Boston. And the barometer I use is 24,000 kids have dropped out of the Boston public schools. Let's ask ourselves, are they working? Do they have an education? Are they incarcerated? How many of them are dead? And how many of them have children of their own that now attend the Boston public schools? That's who I'm fighting for.
Last night's forum was sponsored by MassVote, a nonprofit that advocates for civic participation. It wasn't tightly choreographed like many other candidates' events. Flaherty and Menino walked freely around a stage at Faneuil Hall, addressing a sometimes mouthy audience. And it was the audience, not Flaherty, that provoked the most tense moment for Menino. The mayor was asked why he only has two minorities in his cabinet.
I guess they don't count Barbara Ferreira, who's Latino, as a minority. There's actually three in my cabinet right now. What's the matter? Latinos aren't minorities?
But after some disapproving sounds from the audience, Menino acknowledged falling short.
Also, folks, I'm not going to stand here and say I'm perfect. We got to do a better job, and I'll always try to do a better job. That's how you improve the quality of life for those people who live in the neighborhoods of Boston. Every neighborhood, not just one neighborhood, every neighborhood of Boston. I think my administration over the last 16 years has done a good job improving the quality of life in many of our neighborhoods that were underrepresented over the last 25 years.
As Menino made amends, Flaherty made promises, this time for a diverse administration.
It's about respecting each and every one of you, your communities, and your great contributions to our city. You'll all be part of the Flaherty administration.
If there is a Flaherty administration, residents didn't learn much about it last night, since most of the questions targeted Menino and his record. But with polls pointing to another Menino term, this may have been the last chance to challenge the mayor before he goes back to business as usual. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.
Audio from the candidates' forum last night came courtesy of WTKK-FM.